Next up, we have Barrett, and I'm not going to try your last name. talking about GG Duo pair plots for two group data. Okay, do you want to use this?
Yeah. This one for it.
All right.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we're good. So hi, I'm Barrett Schlerke. I'm from Purdue University. I'm a fourth year PhD student, and I'm currently working with Ryan Hafen, who will be talking next, and also Bill Cleveland. We do research in large data visualization at Purdue, but I'm gonna just talk about a very small component of that, which is going to be the plot matrix with ggDuo, but I'll get into that later. Before I went to Purdue, I did a little hiatus of school and I went to try the real world. Went to Metamarkets here in San Francisco. I was a front-end engineer for them and did CoffeeScript development, JavaScript, Node.js, the whole works. It was kind of fun, but I'm also kind of glad to be out and back into the R world. And then before that, just to kind of explain, I'm not a statistician by training except till recently. I was a computer engineer, but I did research with Dye Cook, Hadley, and Heike Hoffman while I was at Iowa State. All right, so ggDuo is kind of a spawn of ggPairs. And ggPairs was talked about in a paper with Jay Emerson that we collaborated on together back in 2012. And it was about the generalized pairs plot. It stemmed from the issue of, I want to do a scatterplot matrix, but I have things like male and female. That doesn't lend itself nicely to a scatterplot matrix because you'll have points that are stacked on top of each other. So even if you did something such as like male-female versus like team red or team blue, you would have 4 points. And you may have thousands of points actually in there, but that isn't represented. So we wanted to extend it to include different types of plots, such as box plot or densities along the diagonal or things like that to give more information with the space provided. So ggPairs does a complete pairwise plot matrix of columns, I'll say ABC versus ABC. And then we do something along the diagonal depending on what your flavors are. But currently it's densities or counts. The three main sections are the upper, lower, and the diagonal. The upper and lower are showing the same data, it's just displayed differently and the axes are rotated. But since you have that information or that space, you can do a scatter plot in the lower left, but you can do a correlation information in the upper right. So you can try to display the data differently and to understand it better, because maybe you won't get all of the information from one plot. And then within each area, there are three types of plots. There's a continuous plot where you have a continuous variable on a continuous variable. You have a combo plot, which is continuous with a discrete, or discrete with continuous, doesn't matter. Or a discrete plot, which is a discrete on discrete. And then with those categories, you should be able to separate what you're wanting to do. But a ggPairs object is actually just a wrapper to a gg matrix. And that's actually where the power comes in. So a gg matrix is just a list of plots with a set of rows and a set of columns and labels. With fine-tune, you can turn them on, turn them off, things like that. But you can have a variable number of rows and columns. So ggPairs, while it is n by n, you may want m by n columns. So maybe 2 by 3 or 2 by 10, it's OK. So a gg matrix will allow for that. And you can store in custom gg matrix objects, or you can store in functions that will print at runtime. And that's typically how ggPairs does it. So for example, if I had a plot matrix of the ggPairs, which was shown earlier, I can say, give me the third row, first column, and it should pull out that scatter plot. But if you remember in the plot matrix, it didn't have the legend or the labels or anything else. It was just the plot content. Now it has the full plot object. Also, if I wanted to alter it, maybe I wanted to change the size after the fact or add in extra labels, I can store the object back into the plot matrix. So that allows for pure customization. You can do anything you want. I think I showed an example where I say, look at my plot, and I store it in. And when it's printed, it's displayed. So now with all this flexibility, let's talk about ggduo. ggduo allows you to do plot matrix for two group data, so ABC versus DEFG, or any arbitrary combination. So it doesn't need to be the same columns. Since there's no notion of upper, lower, or diagonal, there's just plots, there's only going to be four main types. So we have the continuous one. We're going to split the combo into combo vertical and also combo horizontal. That way you have a little bit more control. Maybe you want to display things differently for the vertical or the horizontal. And then we'll also have the discrete plot as well. So there's some really nice use cases for the ggduo plot. There's canonical correlation analysis. There's also a multiple time series analysis, and then also regression analysis. And I'll show some examples of those. So canonical correlation analysis. There's a really nice example by UCLA. If you just search for canonical correlation analysis ggpairs, you'll find it. So I kind of stole that example, and I'm going to show you it. They do a good job using ggpairs for the within correlation. But then ggduo would be a wonderful solution for the between correlation of the two groups. So we would be able to look at their data and say, OK, I'm going to look at these three variables on the bottom and these five on the vertical. Five on the vertical. And then you can see the information. But like I was saying earlier, well, I don't think I did. In ggpairs and ggduo, you can supply custom functions. Because like ggplot is done, we don't invent all the wheels that you can use. We just invent all the tools, and then you can make it yourself. So I give some defaults, but that's just a starting point. So I made a lowest curve function, which is just displayed there with the scatter plot. But I want to throw in the correlation value. So I calculate that, and I throw in a geom label. Since we don't have the upper and lower to do both informations, I need to put it all into one. Just as a quick example. So with that function, I could supply it in, and I don't need to show the, So I could supply that in for all the continuous types, and then I have these little correlation labels displayed there. That's just a quick example. You can completely change how things are done. I'm just only separating the functionality of your variables. Multiple time series. While looking at this, it may just be, you may want to think, oh, I could easily just do this with a facet with my vertical data, and I could say facet and keep time, and then display my variables. That's true. It works in this example where it's all continuous, but if you had discrete labels, ggplot really does not like to mix discrete with continuous scales, and so with ggduo, since each plot is kind of displayed separately, there's no issue with overlapping or conflicting scales. So you would be able to see like a faceted histogram for that discrete vertical axis. Also, just to show that we can throw in themes from ggplot, so it's very familiar use case. So we have the theme, and I'm going to make the title a lot smaller because the labels are actually very, very big. And then finally, the one that I'm excited about is the regression analysis. So we're able to display the y output with fertility and then do the marginal linear models of all of the variables going into the regression or could go into the regression, and then also the marginal residuals. This one is a custom example, and so I'll show you how you can add plots or you can throw in your own custom function. Just for the information that's coming up in the next couple of slides, I added a special residual column, which is just the numbers 1 to n. I also pre-calculated all the residuals for the model, And then I also, from that, I calculated the overall Y range for the residuals. That way, everyone is looking like they're on the same axis. So if I was to do this brute force, I didn't have a special function. What I'm going to do is going to set up my GG Duo and say I want on the y-axis fertility and residual. And then I'm going to throw in and say the continuous type is going to be a smooth LM. So that would work, but the residuals would not be how we expect. So then what I'll do is I will then retrieve or calculate residual data just as a placeholder, and I will create a new ggplot object and store it into the plot matrix. Now, while I'm showing this for the example, I'm just saying that you can do this again with your own custom plot, say, you know, look at this, or you can even have it display information that is just crazy ggplot objects. You know, they can be really tall, it doesn't matter. But this is all done within a for loop, and it's kind of clunky. The way that I like to do it is that I make my own function, such as LM or residual, and then I look at the mapping and I say, if it's not residual, just do the regular smooth LM function that I did prior. But if it is residual, I do the same calculate the residual data and return the ggplot object. But the nice part about this is that I can supply different parameters. And as I'm iterating, I'll only need to run this one line at the bottom with like updated parameters. So I would just be able to execute this GG Duo with the type continuous as my function LM or residual. And it will, both setups will produce the exact same matrix, which is shown here. So again, GG Duo, it's a pairs plot for a plot matrix for two group data. We can use it for canonical correlation analysis, multiple time series, a regression analysis, just right out of the box, works for that. Don't forget, you can supply those custom functions because it's so useful to be able to do so. Future, I hope to be able to set this up with Broom or something of the similar to be able to just insert model and then you get the whole matrix. That would be kind of fun. I need to explore maybe possible other paths around that, but it'd be really nice now that that's standardized. Questions?
Yeah, so we have time for a few questions. Yes. I'm going to repeat that question really quick for the video, but just asking about the speed and, like, especially in the context of knitting it into an R markdown file, that's something you've thought about.
So the motivation originally behind ggpairs was that we wanted modularity of a plot, and unfortunately ggplot is very slow. That's known fact. And each plot is a separate ggplot object. So there's nothing I can really do to get around that. I would say markdown caching is very useful. So unfortunately, you do have to sit for the first time, but beyond that, it should be fast.
Any other questions? Great. Well, thank you.